Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight as we sit here in, I was going to say the middle of winter, and unfortunately it's starting to get to the end of winter, but it doesn't seem like it's getting to the end of winter, and we're going to talk about that a little bit on today's show. Again, I want to thank everybody who came out to the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy back in January now, and we are, I have gotten quite a few calls from people who, one, came to the show to visit, and they had a great time, and asked if we were going to do things like the Ultimate Man Cave again, and that stuff will continue. But we're always looking to improve, so that's an open door if you wanted to drop me an email or something like that, let me know what you'd like to see. We had a lot of feedback when people were leaving the show this year about what they would like to see, what they were looking for that maybe we were a little bit short on. So that's going to happen, and we want to improve on that. So, again, we appreciate your feedback, and we'll let you know about next year's show. With the cold weather here, I always like to bring in an expert in the field when it comes to keeping your home warm, comfortable, safe, things along those lines. And so today we're bringing in our good friend Chad Dufresne from Better Home Heating. Chad, good seeing you. How you doing?
I'm well, Bill. How are you?
Good, good. You're well. There's a lot of people who aren't well.
You weren't well. Last week I was not well.
And it's kind of interesting. I had a conversation with someone the other day about the flu and also the shots that they give you. They say, what do you want a flu shot? And I'm personally not a big fan of it because there's so many different strains of the flu, and it's not necessarily the one that you're going to get, but there's some nasty stuff going around.
Yes, there is.
Let's talk about that, because when you talk about Better Home Heating, I know when we've had conversations in the past, one of the biggest things you talk about is comfort level and making sure that the home is, I'll say for lack of a better word, comfortable in what you determine is comfort. I imagine through your years here at Better Home Heating, there's different degrees of comfort, is there not?
Yes, there is.
How does that work? How do you know what someone's comfort level is?
Well, we ask some certain questions. We do offer an air advice test that we do to check certain things in the house, temperature, humidity, indoor air quality things, so that we kind of know on an average of where you stand compared to other households.
Explain, I know we can't see it, but what kind of device is it? Do you hook it up to something, or do you just put it in the middle of the floor? What does it look like? What does it do?
Yeah, it's just a small monitor that we plug in, and we can either do a half-hour test or we can do a five-day test.
Oh, I was just going to ask you that, how long that would last, because I imagine 5 minutes wouldn't be enough.
Right, yeah. The five-day test gives us a lot more information over a longer period of time, so we can narrow certain things down compared to the half-hour test.
Do you need to move it into different rooms?
Nope, we just leave it plugged into the same place. We usually put it on a coffee table in the most common room of the house, and we just need to keep it plugged in for that amount of time, and we come and collect it, and we get a printout of all the data that it's collected and come back to you and share the report with you.
So you get this printout, or you get the machine, and then you bring it back to your office and you print it out, you get it hooked up and print it out?
Right, yes.
Okay.
The half-hour report is something that we'll be able to do on-site. It's just with the half-hour report, there's not as much information there as when you do it with the five-day.
And I know it's very individualized, but I imagine there's some standard things that it shows, right?
Right.
What are some of the things that it shows?
It'll show your average temperature of where you've kept it for those days compared to the national average, your humidity levels, allergens in the home, different chemicals that may be hurting you, certain things like that. And then there's an answer for every one of them that we can have a result to, you know, to pay attention and to try to take care of those issues if there are any.
Would this be something that you would want to do more than one time of year, just because there are certain things in the wintertime that would not apply in the spring and summer and vice versa?
Right. It'd be a good idea to do it during heating and cooling season.
Okay.
Just to get the different reports on the different pieces of equipment that are running at those times.
But like if you're allergic to ragweed, let's just say it's probably not prevalent at certain times of the year, so it's
right.
It's not going to show, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. When we just started the show, we talked about the cold and the virus. And I get a little bit nervous now because of this cold season. I'm even going out in public, for Christ's sakes, because you just don't know. And someone's behind you hacking, and you're like, oh, geez, you know.
Yeah.
So being caught up in a house for a long period of time, like with the weather that we've had, we're not going out as much. Is there anything that you can do to, and I know you can't eliminate the cold and viruses, is there anything that this air quality thing can do?
Yeah, we offer ultraviolet lights, air cleaners, air purifiers, humidifiers to help keep humidity in the house, dehumidifiers if there's too much humidity in the house. There's quite a few different things that we can do to control the indoor air quality.
And it kind of all comes back to comfort level, doesn't it? Is that kind of where we're at with that?
Yeah, it does. It's everybody has a certain preference. Honestly, sometimes with that report where, you know, some people are very comfortable at 65 degrees, where the national average may be closer to 72 degrees. So, you know, some of the report is a matter of where your personal preference is, but there's also things on there with the allergens and the chemicals and different things that come back on the report that we can do to, you know, help clear up the house if there are contaminants in there.
Again, does that change as the year goes on? Humidifier would be needed at one time, but wouldn't be needed at other times. Right?
Right, right. Yeah, we need to really control the humidity in the house. It really, really makes a big difference on the comfort level in the home.
It's interesting because the way I'm hearing you talk, there almost seems to be a relationship that you would like to establish with your customers where as the seasons change, your home changes because the windows are open or shut and the family can change with as many people that have come in and out of the house, that you would kind of like to have a constant conversation, not constant, but a ready conversation with your customers as the seasons go on. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we want to make sure that everything is working for you the way it's supposed to be working. And if we need to do different things to accommodate that, then, you know, we try to do the best that we can.
Let's talk about some of the things you pointed out, because you mentioned the humidifier. Is there a system that you put in where the humidifier goes into one room? Does it go throughout the house? Does it hook up through the furnace? I don't know any of these things. That's why I'm asking.
The most common one is the whole house humidifier, which typically we would use an automatic humidifier that would run on a curve with an outdoor sensor so that you have some window protection there. You don't want to be building up a lot of condensation on the windows and over-humidifying mm-hmm. the house, because that will cause problems as well.
So is it programmed?
It's programmed. It's a matter of still where your comfort level is. So, you know, we try to keep the house somewhere between 40 to 50% in the winter. With automatic control, it will really adjust itself. We just have to find a happy spot with it, and it'll take over from there.
Are there, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but are there examples where you have seen customers that go, you know, before I did this, we were, actually, it's a funny story. We just before we came in for this interview, our production director, has got a bloody nose.
Sure.
And it was like, this weather, it's this weather, you know, and he goes, I haven't had a bloody nose in 6 years. But those are some of the symptoms that people do have.
Yeah,
right?
Low humidity will cause that. It also causes a lot of static electricity,
mm-hmm.
And even a very low comfort level in the house with the humidity level being low.
So is there a conversation where you have had with customers where they go, you know, before this we were, I don't know, getting sick all the time, bloody nose quite a bit, you know, feeling scaly, dry skin. are all those things related to the environment that you live in?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Really?
Yep. And that's where that air advice report comes in very handy, where there's a lot of information there that really helps you correct some of the issues that are in the home.
And I got to be honest with you, Chad Dufresne with us here from Better Home Heating. I have never heard of this air device thing before. Is it new to the industry? Do other people do it all the time? Is it something you do standard? Do you have to request it? What's going on there?
Well, we have had it for a few years. We haven't utilized it as much in the past as we do now. The reports come out with a lot more information now than they used to. And now with the ability to do it on site within the half-hour reading, it really does help.
That is, I mean, to me, that is critical to how you would want to set your house up as you get into the cold and flu season and all these kind of things. And I would say overall in our family, we're kind of healthy. I mean, we don't have health issues where we don't have, you know, asthma problems or things along those lines. I would imagine this is almost a must for people who have some kind of breathing issue or skin issue or health problems, correct?
Yeah, it really does help you control really the comfort and certain things that you don't want in the house, more mold spores, things like that, that you really want to keep under control. And that device really helps us pinpoint certain things that we can do to eliminate the problems.
How about mildew?
Mildew as well. Yes, that's all comes down to the humidity level in the home.
Wow. I mean, so if someone would like to get in touch with you, do you go out there, and I'm not even talking about the furnace issue, I'm just talking about the air quality issue. If they, I'm looking at maybe symptoms. Are there symptoms that people would go, I think we may have an air quality problem? What are some of the symptoms?
Well, you may be having bloody noses, static electricity. You may be sick often, or even as far as dust flying around the house more than it should be. Addressing the filter systems, possibly putting in UV lights or humidifier to help solve the solutions.
I want to talk about. We're going to take a break here because we're ready to take a break. But I find this interesting because I think almost anybody can benefit from this to get your air quality where it needs to be, especially this time of year when we're in the house more than we normally are. Better Home Heating with us, Chad Dufresne from Better Home Heating on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. And by the way, if you want to give them a call, let's give out the standard number here at 733-2161. That's 733-2161. We'll be back. Energy Question Spotlight. We were talking with Chad Dufresne from Better Home Heating, located in Neenah, but serving all over kind of the Fox Valley area. If you wanted to have them check your air quality and also obviously your furnace situation, because the furnace has been running pretty good. And we were talking before the break. I want to go back into this air quality thing because it would seem to me that there are always issues when it comes to air quality, when you're closed into a space for a period of time. And you were saying at the break, I mean, we took the break, that when you go out and you do a standard clean and check, or you are replacing a furnace or servicing a furnace, this is kind of standard procedure for you guys.
It is. We do offer it all the time. There is no cost to the customer for doing the air advice test. We simply offer it, and the consultation doesn't cost anything as well.
What about, and I'm not sure if this is relevant, but you've got kids who have one issue, parents who have another issue. We have different people in the house. How do you make it work for everybody? Is there a standard thing, or is that that must be a hard call?
It is. Sometimes it gets difficult to solve all the solutions. You know, sometimes there's multiple, you know, there'll be multiple answers to try to get everything solved for everybody, but sometimes it's difficult. It may be the fact that you may have a newer home, and the newer homes are very tight, so you need more air exchange. You know, it just depends on really what the situation is with everybody.
I was going to talk about that a little bit. You say the home may be tight, and I remember, I don't know, maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago, people are always talking about building new homes that were tight. And then maybe like 5 years ago, I'm starting to hear people, well, you don't want it too tight. You want it to breathe.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right. Yes. The tighter the home is, the less air exchange you have, and the house will simply start to get stale, and you'll be trapping, you know, the bad things in the home with you. So having an air exchange of some sort, whether it be an ERV or an HRV, or simply just bringing fresh air in and exhausting it back out with timed fans, is something that usually is done.
So if the home was built to be too tight, do you have to do a remodeling project as a homeowner to make this breathe a little bit better, or is that just devices that you can get from people like you, or
no, there's things you can add to the house to solve the problems. A lot of times it's a matter of what the original contractor did, and we need to come in and find the solution, and that's really where that air advice comes in and kind of leads us to a one direction or the other.
I also heard that a lot of times when people remodel and they add a room or a 3-4 season room, things along those lines, they don't take into consideration that room, that extra space, for the whole comfort level and breathing level and heating level. Do you see that?
Yeah, we do. I do get some calls that way too, where people have put an addition onto the home, didn't do anything with the existing equipment, and now the house simply isn't comfortable anymore because of the extra load. So we do go in and try to address those things. Sometimes it does turn out to be a new piece of equipment to make up for the additional square footage, but you know, we do what we can to solve the solution, solve the problem. Sometimes it's a matter of installing a zone system and having multiple thermostats so you can have different sections of the house heated or cooled at different temperatures.
Explain this zone system that you just mentioned, because I had never heard of this 10 years ago, and now it seems to be the new thing where, and if I'm correct, this is one of those systems that can go on a wall and you don't need ductwork to be involved, but it can heat and cool a certain room or a certain section of an area. Is that right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, that's right.
Is this new? Is it kind of new?
It's been out there for a while. I think it's more common now than it probably was in the past. Just because the controls have come along, and it's a little easier to retrofit things now than it had been earlier. But what's very common is all of your bedrooms in a two-story house are on the second floor. All of your common areas are on the first floor, so you are not spending as much time on the second floor as you are on the first floor until you go to bed at night. That's a very common situation to see things zoned that way, so that you don't have the furnace working hard in order to keep the second floor at the same comfort level where you're not spending any time.
So explain this to me, because you don't need any ductwork, right, for this?
Sometimes you do. It depends.
Oh, you do? Okay.
It depends on how the ductwork is situated in the house now. There's a couple different things. There are retrofit dampers that can go in every branch run, or there are there would be, maybe we need to add another branch ductwork and then zone it that way, but there's different ways to do it.
Well, because my question was going to be, how does the air move? How does that, if you don't have any ductwork in that, how does the air filter through? Where does the air go? Or does it just go through that system and keeps on rotating through?
It goes through the system, and it'd just be a matter of whichever thermostat has a demand at that time, then those dampers would either open or close according to where the thermostat is calling for heat or cooling.
Okay, so it has a sensor type. Is it a sensor type of thing in there?
Yep, there's a sensor. Okay. Most of the time it is a actually voting thermostat that would be installed in the zone areas. There are some that will use just simply a sensor, and you'll have a main thermostat, which is your common one. And that would be, you know, you didn't need to go to that control in order to change things on the other floors.
Chad Dufresne with us from Better Home Heating. And again, the number is 733-2161. That's 733-2161. You can go also to their website, which is actually centraltemperature.com, which is their industrial side of the company, and Better Home, the residential side. I wanted to ask this question when you first said it in the beginning part of the show, and I've been putting it off just because we were having a conversation. Ultraviolet light. What does that have to do with getting the comfort level, getting the air quality right? How does that work?
It's a device that we usually would put in the return air most of the time. Sometimes it would go in the supply ductwork, but as the furnace blower runs, it is pushing air or pulling air through the system, and the ultraviolet light will actually destroy the viruses as it flows through the system.
Really?
Yes.
I know you're not a scientist, but how does that work?
You
don't know.
Yeah,
you don't have to know, I guess.
I plug it in and it works.
It works. Wow. Now, again, this is a little bit new to me. Is this a new device, or have you used this for a while?
No, it's been out there for a while.
I think it
has been more common now than it has been in the past with, I think, the viruses getting, quite honestly, stronger.
More
people getting sick, so you do run into these things more often.
And there's so many different ones out there, and how that all works. And boy, it can be real dangerous, as we've been seeing
right
in the news and things along. It's still very appealing to me that Better Home likes to, kind of in your name, you want to have a better home, and you want to have a comfort level that is comfortable to the homeowner. When you start working with someone, how do you determine that comfort level? Is it a questionnaire that they fill out? Is it just a conversation that you have? How do you do that?
We do have a questionnaire that we kind of ask people. We have a certain list of certain questions that we ask to kind of feel you out to figure out where your comfort level is. Again, every house is different, but myself and I know all the techs always approach it as it's their house and what we would like to see done there. We try to approach it the same way when we come to your house that, you know, we want you to be as comfortable as we would be in our own home.
Mm-hmm. And I would think, too, the family style, like let's say you've got three young kids, that's a whole different comfort level than your kids are now grown up and moving out of the house, and really it's just you two now. You're still in the same house, but your comfort level has changed, right?
Right.
So is that, again, we go back to what we talked about before, is that a conversation that you like to have with your customers?
Yeah, it's feeling out the customer to really where their level of comfort is compared to everybody else is a kind of a big thing, because not everybody has the same level of comfort in their house. And right. Some people, quite honestly, are comfortable at 62 degrees, and some people are comfortable at 75 degrees. So it's just a matter of, you know, accommodating to whichever customer is happy at that spot.
You mentioned this before. Is that the average level? Is that 72? Is that what people say?
That's about the average.
That is the average.
Temperature, right?
Okay. So When you're going out and doing business in the beginning of, let's say, the heating and cooling season, two different seasons here, is that kind of where your cleaning check kind of comes in, because it introduces you again to that customer? Could be the same customer that you've done business with before, but you 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 kind of get an update. It's almost like going to the doctor for the annual physical, where you're getting the update, okay, what has changed in your house? What is that what happens?
Yeah, we keep a record of all of our calls so that we know how the equipment does from 1 year to the next or even from one season to the next. So if there's certain things that need to be addressed, we have a good idea of where we need to go with that.
Okay. And speaking of calls, because we've had some spans here of some cold weather and things along those lines, if someone loses their heat and they need to call you, is there, let's say it's the middle of the night, is there a way that they can reach you?
Yes, you just call our office number at 920-733-2161, and that'll bring you to our after-hours service, and we will get a technician dispatched out to you.
So you always have someone, quote-unquote, on duty?
Always, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long.
And let's go through some of the basics that I know, but people listening may not know. You sell, for the most part, Train.
Right.
Is your product line, correct? Mm-hmm. But you service everything.
Correct. Yep.
And the question might come up, well, if you only work on or you only have Train, how do you know the other product lines? What keeps you in tune with that stuff?
The guys go through training constantly. We've got a lot of good experienced technicians as well that have been in the field for quite a long time, so everybody that we have has had their hands in pretty much every piece of equipment that's out there at some point or another.
You do have a lot of experienced guys in your building.
Yes, we do.
I must say that. And I want to pinpoint anybody, but sometimes when you're dealing with other heating and cooling companies and you see them hop out of the truck, you go, what is he, 16?
Right.
What's going on here? But it seems like you always get veteran people. I don't want to say they're old. They're not old. Well, maybe some of them are old, but they're veterans. They know what they've seen a lot of things, I guess.
Yeah, and not to say that we don't have some of the younger guys, but they go through a training process and a ride along with the older veteran technicians so that they get a handle on how things are done.
Good time of year to get that checked, their air quality checked. If you've experienced some colds and viruses, just worried about your air quality. You've been in the house for a long time here during the winter season. Give Better Home Heating a call. Again, Chad Dufresne with Better Home Heating, and the number again, 733-2161, 733-2161. Chad, good talking to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.